What is up, America? Greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutritional supplementation. My name is Ben Fuchs. I am your host and nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I specialize in using nutritional supplementation where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your wellness and to your vitality and to your well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you've come to the right place. We're here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutritional supplementation. Over the last 25 years of practicing pharmacy, I've seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes and high blood pressure and obesity and skin diseases like psoriasis, acne, rosacea, fibromyalgia, migraine headaches, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called miraculous. But what is in the world of the body and biology is simply standard operating procedure, because the human biological system is always a healing and regenerating system. It is always divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while it may seem miraculous to some folks, it's really nothing more than business as usual for the body. It's just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, if you've got questions about skincare or ingredients or anything to do with the body or health, we're here to help you out at The Bright Side at 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. We welcome your phone calls. Try to get in early so we can get as many of you guys in as possible. I hate leaving folks hanging at the end of the program, which sometimes happens, so try to call in early if you've got questions. 866-582-9933 if you want to learn more about the longevity products, the ones that I take and the ones that I recommend. You can call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Debbie at 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. You can also get to my website, brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Many of the products that we talk about on The Bright Side are available on the website. You can also check out the videos, and we try to keep the articles updated on a somewhat regular basis. And you can also click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you're interested in learning more about the longevity products, or if you're interested in joining me in my mission to help educate the world about the power of nutritional supplementation. And if you want to make a little money selling longevity products, we can help you do that too. So just click on the Join Now link or give Phyllis and Andy or Nasima Debbie a call at 866-735-2470. Thanks so much for joining us today. I want to continue talking about something we touched on at the end of the program yesterday. Got a call about sodium bicarbonate for cancer, and I've been reading a lot about sodium bicarbonate. In fact, we learn a lot about bicarbonate in pharmacy school. Bicarbonates have a really interesting property in the body. The body uses bicarbonates to control the acid level, and we're going to talk about that for a little bit. Sodium bicarbonate is actually just plain old baking soda, and many of you probably are aware that baking soda has got an amazing amount of household uses, thousands of household uses. In fact, sodium bicarbonate is probably one of the most useful chemical structures you're ever going to have in your life, from a biological standpoint and from a household standpoint. You can use sodium bicarbonate baking soda to clean garbage cans and diapers and toilet bowls. I have a box of it in my refrigerator. It acts as a deodorizer. I put half a teaspoon or a full teaspoon into my laundry loads. It helps clean clothes. It removes oil stains. It cuts through grease on barbecues and hibachis and grills. If you keep it by your stove, you can actually help. You can actually help you put out a grease fire. You can put it in your dishwasher to deodorize your dishwasher. Try putting a half a cup or so in your dishwasher and run your dishwasher through its cycle without soap or without dishes, and it makes a great deodorizer and cleaner for the dishwasher. You can polish silverware with it. You can use it to clean ashtrays. There's so many things you could do with this stuff. It's great for insect bites and and sunburn too. You can put a little bit of baking soda, sodium bicarbonate, in water or in alcohol, and it makes a great toner for removing oil. If you have oily skin or if you have acne-prone skin, you can use it as a mouthwash. You can put a few drops of peppermint and maybe a teaspoon or so of baking soda, of sodium bicarbonate, in 8 or 16 ounces of water and gargle with it. There's hundreds of things that you can do with the stuff. But what's really cool about sodium bicarbonate to me as a healthcare professional is its biological properties. The body uses bicarbonate as a pH regulator, as an acid-alkaline regulator. In fact, it's one of the most important pH buffers in the body. It works by helping the body excrete acid. Now, we've been talking about pH a lot, and we talk about it. I've been talking about pH since I started doing this program, pH as a measurement of acid. But really, what is pH? Do you guys know what pH is? What is the literal definition of pH? How do you work with pH, and how do you understand pH? I think it's something that we should talk about. So here's the scoop on what pH is for non-chemistry majors, for non-chemistry folks, okay? This is what a pH really is about, or pH measurement is really about. Everything that contains water is going to have a certain degree of acidity or non-acidity. That's the first thing. If there's water present, there's going to be a degree of acidity or non-acidity. We'll get into what that really means, but for now, just understand that if there's water present, you're going to have a degree of acid or non-acid. Oil does not have acidity. Oil does not have a pH. Minerals by themselves, if they're not in a liquid medium, do not have an acidity or pH. Alcohol, if there's no water present and you just have straight alcohol, alcohol does not have an acidity or pH. Only watery substances, substances that have water in them, are going to have acidity and pH. That's the first thing to understand about what pH is. pH is really a measurement that relates to water. The same is true for non-acidity. And the technical term for non-acidity is alkaline. Some people will say basic. So you have acid alkaline, acid base, or acid non-acid. I like the word alkaline. That's what we learn in pharmacy school. But basically, it's the same thing. Acid or non-acid, or alkaline or basic. Okay? So for something to be acidic, or for something to be non-acidic or alkaline, it has to have water. Now, what does it really mean when something's acidic? Okay, if something's acidic, what really is happening is that electricity is being generated. That's all it is. Acid is the generation of electricity. Our nerves perceive this electricity, this electrical energy, as a burn. So if you touch acid, you're going to have a burn. If you just touch it quickly, you're just going to have a quick burn, and that is just a neural stimulation, your nerves feeling that electrical energy. Tissue doesn't have to be damaged for you to feel that burn from an acid. For you ladies who've tried to use alpha hydroxy acids on your skin, glycolic acid or lactic acid, sometimes people will go to the esthetician or the salon and they'll have some of these acids put on their skin. And you know, ladies, if you've done it, or guys, if you've done it, you know that you're kind of experiencing a burning sensation. People say, oh, that burns. It's not really a burn. Perceptually, it feels like a burn, but what you're really feeling is the contribution of electrical energy from the acid stimulating the nerves. It's an electrical phenomena that we perceive as a burn. That's what acid feels like. It feels like a burn, which is really an electrical phenomena. It's the contribution of electrons. If you're scientifically minded, it's not really electricity yet. It's just electrons coming off, but we can think of it as electricity. By the way, it's the same electrical energy, these electrons in the acid, that make alpha hydroxy acids like glycolic acid or lactic acid such wonderful skin care ingredients. In fact, they're among the most important, and a case could be made that they're the most important things you could ever put on your skin, these acids, because they contribute electrical energy to the skin. I started my skincare company on the science of alpha hydroxy acids over 20 years ago. I bought a big drum of the stuff, and I started to make incredible products with glycolic acid, not understanding at the time that that glycolic acid was working because it was contributing electricity, electronic energy to the skin. That's what acids do. They contribute, they donate, they give up electrical energy. Someday we'll talk about topical anti-aging skin strategies because there's a lot of them. But I want to continue talking about this whole idea of pH and its importance for health. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. Our number is 866-582-9933. That's 866-582-9933. Hope to hear from you. We're going to take a break and come back with more good health information. Don't go away.
Hi, MZ from InfoWars team here. Are you tired of being a wage slave working for others who pay you peanuts and have little or no loyalty to you? There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Alex Jones's InfoWars team is different. We promote quality health, energy, and skincare products using brilliant personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and lifestyle. You can work this low-cost business as much or as little as you like. You define the reward level. Whether you seek a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven-figure annual income, it's up to you. Best of all, this is a business that you can do spending time doing what you like to do. It's an asset that is yours to sell or pass on to your heirs. Try doing that as a wage slave. Want to find out more? Shoot me an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line and tell me a little about yourself. MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance. From the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey Brian, if you could do just one thing today to ensure your family's food security, what would it be?
That's easy, Bill. I'd head straight to soupbeansurvival.com.
Soupbeansurvival.com?
I know, Bill, it sounds crazy, but this ancient secret has been around for over 8,000 years, and it truly is nature's super survival food.
Really, Brian? The number one survival food? Well, certainly the forgotten survival food.
Absolutely, Bill. The folks at soupbeansurvival.com scoured our planet to find the very best heirloom seeds, to truly find nature's super survival food.
Brian, these aren't grocery store beans, are they?
No way, Bill. You're not going to find these beans in any grocery store. These are the absolute highest quality beans in the world. Visit soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com for all the information you're going to need for nature's super survival food.
Energy, energy, and more energy. We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need. You deserve it. Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. I am nutritional pharmacist Ben Fuchs. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. We are here 5 days a week on The Bright Side, 8 to 9 Pacific Time, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24/7 on our archives at brightsideben.com, where you can also join me in the longevity mission and my mission to help educate the world about the power of using nutritional supplementation for your good health and for your longevity. Click on the Join Now link on the upper left-hand corner of the page and somebody will get back to you. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima or Debbie and ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine when you give them a call. That's liquid nutrition from longevity. It's powdered. It tastes great. It's a good source of vitamin A and vitamin C and vitamin D and vitamin E and vitamin K and your B vitamins. And it does it all in a liquid format, and that's really the key. You always want to drink your nutrients if possible. Take that load off the digestive system, which is, for most of us, working way, way too hard. Nasima or Debbie, Phyllis or Andy at 866-735-2470. Ask them about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine or the Healthy Start Pack. We're talking about pH in the body. We're talking about how acid means electrical generating. Electricity is actually being poured off of acid substances. If something is acidic, what's really happening is it's generating electricity. You can use these electrically generating substances, these acid substances, to stimulate things, especially on the skin. Even something like lemon juice or vinegar, which are mild acids, will donate electrical energy to your skin and make your skin look better over time. Personally, I'm a big fan of glycolic acid and lactic acid. And one of these days we're going to talk about topical anti-aging skin strategies. And there are a couple, and a couple good ones. We'll talk about that in a coming show. Just like acid gives up electrical energy, when something's non-acid or alkaline or basic, the opposite happens. Something that's alkaline sucks up energy. So something that's acid gives off electrical energy. Something that's alkaline is like a vacuum cleaner for electrical energy. Acids pump out energy. Alkaline sucks up energy. And neither is good in extremes. You don't want something that's generating so much energy, it's blowing things up. And you don't want a chemical that is so starving for energy that it's going to eat anything it sees. Something that's really, really, really alkaline is going to suck up a lot of energy and cause problems. Something that's really, really, really acid is going to give up a lot of energy, and that's going to cause a problem. So it's important that we know how hungry, how starving, how much of a vacuum cleaner something is, how alkaline something is, or how much energy something's contributing, how acid something is. The measurement of how hungry, how alkaline, how basic, or how high energy, acidic, something is, has importance and great relevance, especially for living systems like the human body. So a scale was developed, a measuring device that can tell us how much energy something is contributing, how acidic something is, or how much energy sucking something is, how alkaline something is. And that measuring device is called the pH scale. That's what the pH scale is. It's a measurement of how much energy something is contributing or how much energy something is sucking up. And by energy, I mean electrical energy. The measuring device is called the pH scale, and it goes from 0 at one end to 14 at the other end, where 0 is super mega high energy contributing and 14 is super mega high energy sucking. 0 to 14. 0 contributes lots of energy, 14 sucks up a lot of energy, and everything in between. 7 is considered neutral, right smack dab in the middle. And when something's neutral, what it means is it's got just as much energy contribution, it's contributing as much electrical energy as it is sucking energy out. So it's neutral, which pretty much means nothing's happening. That's why we say neutral. Water is your classic pH 7 substance, and this is one of the main reasons why water is so biologically functional. It is completely neutral, ideally. Now, as it turns out, biological waters and waters that are found in nature have some substances in it. They're not pure water, so they do have a certain a degree of pH, either acidity or alkalinity. But plain old water that has nothing in it is going to have a pH of 7. Just to keep everything in perspective, vinegar, which technically is called acetic acid, has a pH of around 2.5. Coca-Cola has a pH of around 2.5. Orange juice is around 3.5. Tomatoes are around 4. Tomato juice, I should say, is around 4. Tomatoes probably the same way. Milk has a pH of around 6.5. All of these are said to be kind of slightly acidic. Milk has lactic acid in it, so it's a little bit, tiny little bit acidic. You can use milk, by the way, as a skincare ingredient, partially because it does have this lactic acid in it. Water, as I say, is around a 7. Soap is going to be around a 9, 9 to 10. It's going to be alkaline. It's one of the reasons why you want to be very careful about using soap. It's one of the reasons why at my skincare company, we don't mess around with soaps. We make cleansers that are slightly acidic, just like the skin is. Bleach is around a 12. That's pretty darn alkaline, and that's going to suck up a lot of energy. It suck up a lot of electrons, and if you left your hand in bleach for a long enough period of time, it wouldn't feel so good. Sodium hydroxide, which is also known as lye, is pretty darn close to 14, and that is really, really alkaline stuff. Sodium hydroxide, or lye, is also known as oven cleaner. If you take your oven cleaning spray and look at the ingredients, chances are you're going to find sodium hydroxide. Remember, sodium hydroxide and all these alkaline substances are electron suckers. They suck electrical energy, which means they combine really, really well with fats. Remember, fats contain fatty acids. They have extra electrons. That's why we call them fatty acids, essential fatty acids, for example. They're acidic. They have extra electrical energy. Whenever you hear about biological acids like fatty acids, you know now that you're talking with electricity generation, the generation of electrical energy. So the sodium hydroxide, or the lye, is super mega electricity sucking, electron sucking, and the fats and the oils that are stuck in your stove are electron contributing, and they make a nice pair. The alkaline sodium hydroxide, or lye, combines with the acids in the fats, and when they hit each other, when they combine with each other, they make this foamy material that's called soap. And if you spray your oven cleaner on fats in your oven and then close the oven and come back an hour or 2 hours later, you'll see a bunch of soap. And then you wipe the soap away and you got a clean oven. That's how soap was invented. When sodium hydroxide, which is found, sodium hydroxide-like substances, which are found in wood and in ashes, when they combined with grease from the meat that was cooking, someone noticed that there was this foamy stuff on the leftover in the fire, in the fire pit, and you could kind of wash your hands with it. It would get rid of dirt on your hands. They discovered soap by the combination of these hydroxides, these alkaline substances in wood, and the fat and the grease that was in the meat they were roasting. So sodium hydroxide combines with fats, forms soap, and that's what happens when alkaline hits acid. You get a nice little chemical reaction. So let's see. By the way, the first product I ever invented, which was not a very good product when I was working for Blistex, when I was in my 20s, was just a straight sodium hydroxide flake, and you just added water to it. My idea was people would add water and put it right on the fat in their ovens. Didn't work very well because sodium hydroxide is really, really nasty stuff. It's mega energy sucking, and that means burns. Major energy sucking or major energy input is not nice to the body. The body likes a narrow window of acid alkaline. We'll talk about that when we come back from break and take your calls. If you're on hold, stay there. We will get to you. Our number is 866-582-9933. I am pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're coming back right after this break.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S., unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Life Before the Collapse, vinyl LP by The Las Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas on 180-gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by The Las Vegas.
The Las Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Marianne writes, hi. Do you have any suggestions about what causes lipomas and also how do you get rid of them? Thank you, Marianne. Marianne, lipomas, L-I-P, that prefix, whenever you see L-I-P, that means fats. Lipomas are a manifestation of problems utilizing and absorbing fats. That's something we talk about on this program all the time. Try lipase. L-I-P-A-S-E is a fat-dissolving enzyme. You can find lipase in the ultimate enzymes. Certainly you want to correct any fat absorption problems that you may be having. We'll talk about that a lot in the coming shows because that's an important subject when it comes to health and nutrition. In the meantime, I would take high doses of lipase. You can take lipase. You'll find lipase in the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity. Call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470 or get to my website, brightsideben.com, and look for the ultimate enzyme. Start taking them with every meal, and if you have any fat absorption problems, of course, you're going to want to correct those. All right, so continuing on pH, on our discussion on pH, there's fluids in the body that all have various pHs. Whenever you have a watery substance, you're going to have a pH. And obviously the body is 70% water, so there's lots of different compartments that have pHs. Urine is about a 6 or a 6.5. Saliva is 6.5 or 7. Blood needs to be kept right between 7.35 and 7.45, ideally 7.38. We'll talk about that here in a second. Gastric juices, stomach juices is really acidic. That's less than 1. And as anybody who's had heartburn can tell you, that stuff burns. Now you know that it's not a burn. Over time, you'll get a burn, I should say. But initially, it's just neural stimulation. It doesn't feel good as something that's got that kind of low pH or electron-generating power would make sense. It makes sense that it wouldn't feel so good. Gastric juice, around 0.1. Interestingly, in the body, gastric juices are neutralized by pancreatic juices. And pancreatic juices are largely bicarbonate. And the body uses that bicarbonate from the pancreas to neutralize stomach acid. As food leaves the stomach and enters into the intestine, if you're healthy, the pancreas will squirt out pancreatic juices and neutralize that acid. That's one of the reasons why diabetics have to focus on their digestive system, and that's why there's such an important link between digestion. One of the reasons why there's such an important link between digestion and diabetes through the pancreas. The pancreas is making insulin, and it's also making buffers like bicarbonate to help with the digestive process. The digestive system is really the main place in the body where acid and alkaline processing, or acid and alkaline chemistry, is used, and it's used for the processing of food. The skin has a pH of around 4.5 to 6, one of the most important strategies in all of anti-aging skincare is the use of acids to stimulate the skin. The skin likes to keep itself right between 4.5 and 6. Remember, 7 is neutral, so 4.5 to 6, we call that very slightly acidic. The skin likes to keep itself acid, and if it gets below 4.5, that stimulates things. That makes things happen. On the other hand, if the skin gets too alkaline, that's when you can start to run into problems. Psoriasis and eczema, for example, are often associated with skin that has an alkaline pH, an electricity-sucking pH. Putting acids on the skin, on the other hand, in the form of skincare products, toners and the like, cleansers, add electricity, chemical electricity, and that's what pH is to the skin. Now, the most important fluid in the body is obviously going to be the blood. And as you would expect for such an important fluid, the pH of the blood is super tightly regulated. And there's lots of systems, buffers in place that act to raise the pH or to control the pH. If the pH gets too low, there are buffers in place that will raise the pH. If the pH gets too high, there are buffers in place that will lower the pH. If you go to the local cancer ward or you go to the hospital and check people's blood pH, you are going to find that they're running on the acid side, keeping the blood between 7.35 and 7.45, actually 7.38 is ideal, is one of the most important things that your body does. If you don't feel, if you have a acid pH, you don't feel so good. You feel like you had a hangover, and in many ways, the manifestation of a hangover is the manifestation of low blood pH. That's why you use alkaline substances if you have a hangover, like Alka-Seltzer. That's what Alka-Seltzer is. It's an alkaline substance that raises the pH of your blood. So if you have a hangover, you take Alka-Seltzer, you'll raise your blood pH and you'll feel better. That's the logic behind using Alka-Seltzer for hangovers. Long story short, you don't feel so good when the pH of your blood drops. If it drops too low, you can get really sick. And that's why the blood in the body contains molecules or substances that are called buffers. There's three main buffers in the body. One is a buffer that operates inside of cells. It's based on the element phosphorus. Then there's the one that works with bicarbonate, and this is where bicarbonate becomes a very important health tool. Bicarbonate is an important buffer for the blood. It's not the most important buffer for the blood. We'll talk about the most important one here in a minute, but it is still a very good buffer. That's why taking sodium bicarbonate as a supplement can have some interesting health benefits. By the way, cancer loves acid. A cancer cell is a cell that has learned to live with low pH. pH. The body likes the pH and the cells like a pH right around 7.35 to 7.45. But if there's too much acid running around, if you don't have enough buffering power, or you're producing too much acid, or you're not breathing correctly, which is one of the most important reasons why your blood acidity will rise, or your pH of your blood will drop. It's a little confusing. When the pH drops, the acid level is higher. Your blood pH will become acidic when you don't breathe correctly, especially over time, because oxygen is critical for the pH balancing process to occur. The balance of oxygen and carbon dioxide is really the main indicator of what your pH of your blood is going to be. Deep breathing is a great way to alkalinize. In fact, it's one of the most important ways to alkalinize your blood. And blowing off carbon dioxide is one of the best ways to blow off acid if you're becoming too acidic. There's a relationship between carbon dioxide and bicarbonate, and you can actually make up for some of the loss or some of the problems you may be having with your breathing if you're not breathing correctly by using sodium bicarbonate or magnesium bicarbonate, which is something that you have to make as a supplement. But cancer loves acid, and this is what we were talking about at the end of the program yesterday, was this idea of using sodium bicarbonate to treat cancer. Cancer cells are cells that have learned to thrive in an acidic environment, and it's thought by raising the pH, by making the fluids that surround cells more alkaline, you can suppress the growth of cancers. Cancer cells are cells that can work in an acidic environment that need an acidic environment to do their nasty work. By raising the pH and using sodium bicarbonate to raise the pH, or by breathing and raising the pH, the logic is you can help treat or help cure or help prevent cancer. That's the logic of using bicarbonate. But there's one important buffer that's even more important than bicarbonate. Bicarbonate's an important one, but there's one more important buffer that's in the blood that acts to keep the blood between 7.35 and 7.45, and that's one that we all want to be using on a regular basis. It's one we talk about all the time on this program, although we haven't talked about it in terms of its role as a buffer in the blood. We'll do that when we come back from our break. You're listening to The Bright Side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. We're here every day, 5 days a week, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archives at brightsideben.com. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're coming back right after this break. Don't go away. There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher-safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough Shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to The Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs here. Our number is 866-582-9933. We're talking about pH and the buffering system, the control system. A buffer is something that keeps the pH, the acid level of the body, or the acid level of anything, really. Anything that's got a pH, if you put a buffer in it, that pH will remain stable. We use it in skincare products. We use buffering systems. The body uses buffering systems. A buffering system is a system that will make something more acidic if it's too alkaline, or make something more alkaline if it's too acidic. Hence the term buffer. It buffers the pH. The two main, two of the important buffering systems in the body are the buffering system that works with the element phosphorus. Another one works with the first one is the phosphorus buffering system. The one that we want to talk about is one that's related to the dietary system. The phosphorus, by the way, the phosphorus buffering system works inside the body or inside cells. The one we want to talk about, however, is a nutritional buffering system. The buffering system that's nutritional is one that we talk about all the time, but we don't talk about it as a buffering system, and that is the buffering system that involves protein. So you got three main buffering systems. You got your bicarbonate buffering system, you got your phosphate buffering system, and you have your protein buffering system, and that's just another reason why you want to make sure that you have enough proteins. The proteins in the blood are called albumin and globulins, and they all have buffering properties. They all keep the pH, all the globulins and albumin keep the pH of the blood where it needs to be. So making sure your protein intake is adequate and making sure you're getting enough dietary protein is very important. Also, globulins and albumin can be made in the liver. So if you have liver problems, you may end up with blood pH problems as well. All of this is to point out the fact that pH is very important. You have a lot of control over pH in the body. Using bicarbonates as a nutritional supplement can help. Breathing deeply and exhaling powerfully can help. Making sure that you're getting enough protein is an important strategy. And making sure you're processing proteins at the dietary level, at the digestive level, and at the liver level is also important. We have a lot of control over this pH process. Long story short, breathe deeply, breathe powerfully, make sure you're correcting digestive problems, make sure you're eating enough protein, half a gram to a gram per pound of body weight, and oh, by the way, eggs are a wonderful source of albumin. So eating eggs is another great strategy for keeping blood pH where it needs to be. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Our number is 866-582-9933. Ross in Tennessee, what's going on?
Yes, I was wanting to ask you a question. My son's a diabetic, type 1, that's been that way for 40 years, and is there something he could take to
sure.
stabilize the situation?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. He's had it for 40 years. He's probably got some other stuff going on there. Type 1 diabetes is considered to be an autoimmune disease. That's where the body attacks itself. And in this particular version of autoimmunity, the body attacks the pancreas. And then the pancreas cells die off, and you can't make insulin. Hence, you have type 1 diabetes. So a couple things that you're going to want to do. First of all, you're going to want to take in as many supplements as you can take that help the body process sugar. Magnesium, extremely important for processing sugar. Zinc, extremely important for processing sugar. Both magnesium and zinc require an intact or a working fat absorption system. So if he has any problems with his gallbladder, he's going to need to work on those. If he wants some help absorbing fats, he may want to consider taking in some coconut oil, bile salts, the amino acid taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E, the amino acid glycine, G-L-Y-C-I-N-E. And then the B vitamins are all very important. For fat absorption, choline is important. And for sugar metabolism, thiamine, or its very friendly analog, benfotiamine. And I have an article up on my blog, brightsideben.com, about benfotiamine. And that's spelled B-E-N-F-O-T-I-A-M-I-N-E. Benfotiamine is also very important. But thiamine and benfotiamine together, they both work to help the body process sugar. Niacin, vitamin B3, is extremely important for helping the body process sugar. Get on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a good source of all your B vitamins, a good source of magnesium, a good source of vitamin C, which can also be helpful. And by the way, if anybody who has problems processing sugar may also have a problem with vitamin C, because vitamin C and sugar have a sort of antagonistic relationship in the body. More sugar means less vitamin C, so more vitamin C means better sugar handling. So taking in high doses of vitamin C can also be very important. Last but not least, if there's any digestive problems, you're going to want to work on those. It's probably a good idea just to get on a probiotic supplement just in case. Do you know if your son is working on his digestive system or anything going on that way?
I don't know.
Okay, well, ask him. And anyway, even if he doesn't notice anything, get on that Biolumin Nightly Essence. You know, I talk about probiotics a lot on this program, these good bacteria, and we'll continue to do so. And you can get good probiotic supplements anywhere, really. But the best one that I've seen, and I've been doing this a long time, and the best one I've seen is called Biolumin Nightly Essence. You can get it off of the Longevity website or off of my website, brightsideben.com. You really shouldn't be skimping on probiotics, because you need a good broad-spectrum probiotic supplement that's got lots of different bacteria in it. And the neatest thing about the Biolumin Nightly Essence is not only do you get all these different strains of bacteria in there, but you also get digestive enzymes. And digestive enzymes are not only important for digestion, they have a very important role to play in the inflammatory process in the body. And as we know, inflammation means disease. So any kind of inflammatory process that's percolating along needs to be controlled. And one of the best ways to do that in a non-drug fashion is digestive enzymes. So the Biolumin Nightly Essence is something else that you might want to try. Good luck with that. Thanks so much for calling, Ross. Appreciate it.
One more about the eyes. If the pumps in the eyes are not pumping properly,
like glaucoma you're talking about?
Well, that, and also there's a little screening effect in the corner of an eye.
All right. Well, that's usually involves either something with inflammation or something with glycation. Glycation is the fancy name for the caramelization, the caramelizing effect that sugars have on small blood vessels and small little gears and hinges. And the pumps you're talking about in the eye are really kind of neat. They're little tiny valves that open and close to control intraocular pressure inside the eye. And those valves, over time, especially if we're eating a lot of the wrong kinds of foods, those valves can become dysfunctional and pressure can sort of build up. And one of the best things you could do, again, all the things I told you for your son are important because of this glycation reaction. Glycation is something, if you ever left honey on a counter, you'll see over the course of time that honey will start to get stiff and hard as it reacts with oxygen and as it loses its water. That stiffening and hardening effect is actually called glycation. And diabetics are extremely prone to this reaction because they have a lot of sugar floating around their blood. They have poor sugar control, but it happens basically to all of us. Oxidation can also cause damage to these little pumps and valves inside the eye. So the best thing you could do for that part of those tiny little vessels and those tiny little gears, I suppose you could call them, that open and close the valves, the best thing you could do is antioxidants and anti-glycating, anti-caramelizing agents. And all the ones I told you about for your son, the thiamine and the niacin and the magnesium and the zinc, I didn't say taurine, but that's also important. They're very important for keeping glycation down. But then you also want to make sure that you're getting enough antioxidants as well. And that means vitamin C, which is probably the most important antioxidant in the body. Vitamin E is also a very important antioxidant. Alpha-lipoic acid is one we don't talk about a lot, but we will be talking about it. Alpha-lipoic acid is really important for diabetics because it has some nice sugar control properties. It's also an antioxidant, so it has a nice dual effect on helping with those little valves and little pumps and little gears and little opening and closing things that happen inside the eye. So that might be another strategy for you. Zinc is also important for the eyes. Vitamin A is important for the eyes, although not directly for pressure. They're important for how the eyes work, so you may want to consider supplementing that way. Get on the Beyond Tangy Tangerine if you want just one thing, because that's a good source of all the nutrients that we just talked about. Call Phyllis and Andy at 866-735-2470. Tell them you talk to me, and I would suggest the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Is that helpful? Anything else you want? Anything other questions you have there, bro?
That's it.
Good deal. Thanks so much, Ross. Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Lots you could do, folks, with good nutrition. The reason I do this program is because over the last 25 years, the things I've seen are absolutely mind-blowing. And I want everybody to know this. If you're interested in helping me in my mission, please click the Join Now link on the brightsideben.com website, and somebody will get back to you with more information about how you can join me in my mission to educate everybody about the power of good nutrition. The things that you will see, the changes you'll make in your life will blow you away. Drug-free, doctor-free, insurance company-free, hospital-free, and you'll feel awesome. Thanks so much for joining us, folks. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You've been listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back at you tomorrow. Same time, same place. Stay tuned for Alex Jones next on most of these stations. We'll talk to you all later. Bye for now.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.